Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Fred Gillenwater, pastor here at Russell Road Church. We're glad you tuned in. Glad you're with us. We've been talking about the agape love of God and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So we have got some exciting stuff today. So we've been talking about agape love of God and just the power of it. And my goodness, it's just really so much more, because we use the word love so flippantly, and you know, I love Snickers bars, and I love, you know, popcorn, and I like my new phone. I love my new phone. You know what I mean? We use love so flippantly, right? But when you talk about the love of God, it's like this is supernatural love. And so that's what we're talking about. I'm glad to be back. I went to Smoky Mountains last week, and that's where I was. That's where we, you know, we went. I went with my son and my grandson, and it was just, I just can't even put it in words. I'm still, you know, enjoying it because of the impact it had on me. Let's look at this. We're talking about the love of God today. So go with me, Tim, to 1 Corinthians 13. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, this is so good. I'm excited. So we've been talking about love, what love doesn't do. Remember, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. That's in verse 11 of this chapter. So we talk about what love doesn't do, and so now we looked at love does not rejoice in iniquity. Remember, what's iniquity? Iniquity are patterns in your life that hold you in sin. See that? Iniquity is not sin. It's a pattern that keeps you in sin. See that? It's an inward bent towards destruction. He says your sins and iniquities have separated you from God, that he can't hear you. So iniquities cause you to sin, and then it affects a lot in your life. Am I making sense? So, and the first service, I gave the example, is there was a pattern in my life. Okay, when I got married, my wife was pregnant. When my dad got married, my mom was pregnant. When my grandpa, my dad's dad, got married, they were pregnant. When my son got married, he was a virgin. When my daughter got married, she was a virgin. How do you know? Because I know that I know. That's why I went camping. Are you listen to me? I know my children. You better know your children. You better know. And so they listened to me on that. And today, they're grateful for helping them understand that. Am I making sense? But we all have patterns. In Exodus 20, it says your sins and iniquities have been passed on to you as far as 3 and 4 generations from your fathers. It comes from your father. And he's the one, because he carries the seed And so that seed is in you of a pattern that can hold you in sin when you don't get to the truth. Because the truth sets it free, opens it up so you can see it, and now you don't have to stay there. Okay? We were preaching already, but that's okay. Making sense? So love does not rejoice in iniquity in those patterns, but it rejoices in the truth. All right. Let's look at this. So what's the truth mean? The truth, the word truth literally means nothing concealed. It opens it up. Making sense? It's important that we are people of the truth. Because Jesus said, I am the truth. So we're following Jesus. He's the truth. And he's the word. He's going to give you the truth. In John 17:17, it says, sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. The word is truth. Jesus is the word. The word became flesh. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. He was in the beginning. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. So, Jesus is the truth. We're following Jesus in this church. See that? That's the church. The ecclesia is following Jesus, and there has to be the truth in the church. Making sense? To follow Jesus. Now think about this. We're going to rejoice in the truth. But sometimes you go to a church and the word of God is being preached and it puts demands on your deficiencies. Makes you a little uncomfortable. That's okay. Because that's the word reading your mail. And that's a healthy thing. Because now you can make an adjustment in your life to line up with God's divine design, because you're his divine design. You are. See that? And when you understand that, you'll want more of the truth. Because now, when I get to that truth, I'm in his will, I'm fulfilled, and I'm becoming who God created me to be. Seeing that? The truth sets you free. John 8:32. If the truth sets you free, free to be what? Free to be me. See that? You can't be you without the truth. So we need the truth. Jesus always tells you the truth. And when you possess that, always going to make whatever area in your life you brought that truth to better. Not sometimes, always better. It's going to be painful at times. Because there has to be some adjustment. You see that? If you have pain now and you hear the truth, and it's caused pain, that pain will dissipate as you get to the truth. Because he's letting you know now, if you don't get it now, it's going to get worse. The pain is going to increase later. We making sense? And so the idea is we want to get that truth now. So, we're going to rejoice in the truth. Give me Proverbs 25:2. Look what it says. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. Ooh. What's the word glory mean? What God originated and intended. That's what the glory is. So now catch this. This is what God originally intended your life to be. See that? But he says, it's concealed. It's hidden. See that? So what does the truth do? Nothing concealed. Did you catch that? Are you paying attention? See, it's time to pay attention. Time to pay attention now. Are we making sense? You pay attention now. You pay the price now. It's going to be better later. There's a whole lot going on in this world. It's time to pay attention. to who God created us to be. Am I making sense? Now, get a hold of this. So when we get to that glory, God uncovers it. That's why it's so important to be in a church where the truth is being proclaimed, because he's uncovering that. Remember, it says in Jeremiah, your prophets have seen visions. Lamentations 2:14. Your prophets have seen visions, false and deceptive visions. Therefore, they have not uncovered your iniquity. Your iniquity is concealed. Because you see, the prophets weren't telling them the truth. I remember in 2 Chronicles 18, the prophet told Micah, he said, I don't want to hear what the prophet has to say. He never tells me anything good. But he didn't want to hear the truth. That's what people can be. They don't want to hear the truth because it says they're going to have to change. But the change takes place. It's always better. Always. It's painful now, but it's always better. And everything you're going through now, it's worth it all. Are you listening to me? You know, that's what God was showing me when I was camping with Finley and Freddie. It's like I could feel God so much. It's like he's showing me everything he went through. Oh, because of what I was tasting now. You see that? Freddie used to say, he was 16 years old, Daddy, you going to put me to bed? I put him to bed. Talked to him. Read the Bible to him. Spoke over his life. Am I making sense? This is important. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Listen. But the glory of kings is to search out a matter. You're a king and a priest and a prophet. See? Now, that's what the Bible teaches. You're a royal priesthood. You see this? But that's what you are. You're a king, a priest, and a prophet. He says, kings, search it out. You're going to go for the truth. And when you're a king, now you're in his kingdom. You're in his kingdom. And now that's what's up under your roof. Righteousness, peace, and joy. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have joy and peace because you're a Christian. You have joy and peace because there's the principles of his word and truth in place in your life. Just because you're a Christian, you're not going to have joy and peace. Huh? It's when you understand his truth and put his principles in place. That's where true joy and peace is. And that'll be up under your roof when you search out the matter. Boy, that's good preaching right there. I know it's live streaming. Ooh, that's okay. I'm just preaching myself happy. This is how it is, folks. Now get a hold of this. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. But now listen, we all have this longing for a belonging. Am I right about it? We all have that. See, this is where you have, like, you've seen those gangs in Chicago. The reason that those gangs exist is because they have a longing to belong. It's just distorted. And they kill people and they do things and rob and they do all kinds of drugs because they belong. They feel belonging in there. You see, it's distorted. But God calls you to belong. He calls you with the gospel to where you belong. You belong in his church, in his family. You see that? And that's where that longing for us is fulfilled. We have a longing to belong. Everybody has that. Now, listen to this. Belonging means being someplace where you want to be and others want you there. It is a true connection with a group of people. Fitting in is the enemy of belonging. It resembles true belonging, but lacks genuine connection and love. Fitting in lacks genuine connection and love. It's being somewhere you don't necessarily want to be and where you have to adjust your behavior to match others. Far from trying to forge genuine connections. That's far. Trying to fit in is far from forging genuine connections. Listen, you're putting up a false front just to avoid negative attention and longing for approval. Now look, fitting in means changing yourself to match your culture or your environment, while belonging means finding or creating a culture and environment that matches you. In other words, fitting in means focusing on the outward, while belonging means focusing on the inward. Therefore, it's natural that the truth and belonging are more purposeful and fulfilling. Did you get that? It's nice to be able to be you. You see that? That's what it's to say. The truth sets you free. Free to be what? Free to be me. Free to be you. When I get the truth, it's uncovered. Now that's me. You see that? When I heard the gospel, I said, oh, he's talking to me. How's he know this about me? There's the gospel coming out. God's love was calling me to what I belong to. His love was calling me to where I belonged in the family of God. Am I making sense? It was calling me. Give me 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse, I believe it's 10. Now look. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive that they might be saved. Sozoed. Rescued. When you have the love of the truth, that's what it does. You see that? And that's what love does. It's calling you to where you belong. Are we making sense? That's the way God calls you and me. Now look, this is what he calls us to. Because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Give me verse 11. I want you to pay attention again. Watch. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. Huh? God will send you a strong delusion. That what? That you believe the lie. You see, when you don't want that truth, he'll give you what you want. But guess what? Sometimes you'll get what you want and you figure out, I didn't want what I got. I'm going to tell you, 99.9% of the time, that's the way it is if it didn't come through his truth. Are we making sense? He'll help you believe the lie because you don't want his truth. That's why you ought to be scrambling to get the truth. You ought to do what you can do to get the truth. Huh? Your friends, the friends you hang around with, ought to be people who speak truth over your life. Now look, that they, who's they? The ones who didn't want the truth, all may be condemned, who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now watch. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved. And you know what that word beloved means? Eternity past. God loved you. Remember, he knew you before you were even born? In eternity past. And when you showed up on the planet, you weren't born again yet. Because sin separated you. But when you became born again, it called you out of that. And now you're reconnected with God. You see that? And he has a plan and purpose for your life. Now look, thanks to God always, brethren, beloved, by the Lord, because God from the beginning, before the foundations of the world, from the beginning, he knew you and he chose you. Watch this. For salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. See that? That's what God's the gospel does, isn't it? Give me the next one. To which he called you by our gospel. See, the gospel calls you to be you out of eternity past. In here now, be a witness for him now. See that? In all that you do, how you live your life, it calls you to be a faithful, true witness. Now look, give me the next one. To which he called you by our gospel for what? For the obtaining of the what? Oh, what's glory? God originated and intended. Did you get that? What God originated and intended. What's that? What you? You don't have to run around, well, I think I'm this. Or I think I'm going to be that. Or I think I'm this. No, you can know. Huh? You can know. The truth is calling you. Am I making sense? To what? What's glory? God originated and intended. Don't you like that? That's security. When you know who you are, that's security. Now, for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch. So, are you getting anything out of this? This is some good stuff right here. I want you to go to John 8:32 real quick. This is, I thought you are in the right place with the right people at the right time. Now listen to this. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. So if the truth makes you free, what does a lie do? Help me out. Keeps you in bondage. Keeps you trapped. That's why you got to speak the truth over your own life. Because if you say something negative about yourself, guess what your brain's doing? Scanning for that and showing you up and making it bigger. You got to know the truth about who you are. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 6:2 that you are snared, trapped by the words of your own mouth. See that? So if you speak a lie over yourself, say what somebody else has said, or it's not from God, that's what happens. Now, don't you like the Bible? Give me John 8:44. This is big. See, Jesus was talking to the religious people in this chapter. Religious people, you know, they're people that they want to act like they're one way. Religion, true religion, pure religion is to take care of the orphans and the widows. So there is a pure religion that would be worship of God and following Christ. But religion and some traditions can be, you go to church and you're always there, but you're really not maturing. You see that? You're not maturing. You're saying something, you're believing something, but you're acting like something that really you're not. Religion is evil. It can be. Because it doesn't have the maturity and the healthy perspective to address you or help you. You see that? You see, we don't want that here. You see, when you love somebody, you're going to accept them. Because love, the love of God, you're going to love everybody. I don't care what they look like, smell like, talk like, you love them. That's what the agape love does. And if they come in here half drunk or smoking weed or whatever, you're in the right place. The word of God is going to come out, and he's going to help you get on the right track. When you get around people, Jesus was full of grace and full of truth. We have enough grace to help you get to where God is calling you to. Doesn't that make sense? That's what we're after. Now think about this. But now Jesus is talking to this religious group. And John, look what he says. Now you know what they thought? They were calling God their father. You read the chapter, you'll see what I'm talking about. And then they said Abraham was the father, the seed of their father. No, Abraham really is our spiritual father. So they were calling Abraham father and God the father. And Jesus was saying, you're calling God father and Abraham when he's not your father. He says, devil is your father. Don't you like you some Jesus? I like him. He tells you the truth, doesn't he? Now watch this. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and the father of it. The devil is a liar. The devil doesn't just lie. He is a lie. When you lie, guess who you're working with? Guess who's helped you out with that? Help me out. When you speak a lie, he's helping you to lie. And you've agreed with him. You see that? That's what happens when you lie. So now, Jesus is telling the truth, isn't he? He says, when you speak, he speaks a lie. And he's the seed of what you just said. He gave birth to that in your life, and you just spoke it. See that? Here's what I'm trying to help you see. Deception, what's deception mean? To believe a lie. Deception creates detours. It will cause you to take a path and link up with people who are not necessary for your assignment and your purpose that God put you here for. I don't want deception. How about you? Deception also creates distractions. Deception will create distractions and cause you to connect with people who are parasitic. They suck the life out of you. See that? You ever get around people that are always just taking? Just sucking the life out of you. You're allowing that because there's deception. See that? I talk to people, and you know what? I'm going to help people. That's all I'm about. But I understand. And you see, your discernment has got to be heightened. It talks about in Philippians 1, 9, and 10, he says, Paul prayed that your love, agape, may abound more and more in knowledge and discernment. You see, when you have the love of God working in your life, because you're connected with God and you're talking to him and this thing's working. Love's flowing through you and out of you. My discernment is working now. I know what you're up to. You better understand. You better stay seeking the Lord and staying in the love of God so your discernment is in a place where you can pick up what's around you.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.